Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Me'ila, Perik Gimel, Mischne Beis. Okay, quick reminder. There's Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim. Kedushas HaGuf is the same as Kachay Mizbeach. Kedushas Damim is sometimes referred to as Bedek HaBayis. And basically what it means is there are two types of Hegdush. If I'm Magdush a goat as a carbon, that goat is a carbon? Just the goat. Just what goes up on the Mizbeach. What about the milk? Goat milk has value. No. You wouldn't be Moil Behegdish on the milk. That's not part of what I was Magdish. Well, let's say I was Magdish a bird that's Royal Mizbeach and it lays an egg. Am I Moil Behegdish on the egg? No. Because I was Magdish a carbon that goes up on the Mizbeach. Eggs don't go up on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, let's say you're Magdish something Lebedek. Let's say I'm Magdish a chicken. Lebedek HaBayis. Of course it's Lebedek HaBayis because there's no carbon that's a chicken. No chicken goes up on the Mizbeach. That's one of the reasons we use chickens for kaparis. No one should think that it's Hegdish. People shouldn't confuse it because if you're Magdish a carbon Bizman is that, it's a big problem. Now, so if I'm Magdish a chicken, that means Lebedek HaBayis. Being Magdish a chicken is the same as being Magdish a pen. It means the value of this goes to Hegdish. Sometimes I'm Magdish, let's say, gold, and the gold itself is used. Sometimes Hegdish sells it, and they use the value. So if you're Magdish a chicken, well, let's say you're Magdish a donkey. Obviously, it's Bedek HaBayis. What can Hegdish do with it? They can sell it. So Mimela included in the chicken and the donkey is anything that has value, which would include the milk or the eggs. So ironically, even though Kedushas Bedek HaBayis or Kedushas Damim, Bedek HaBayis means for general maintenance. Damim means for its value. Even though this kind of Kedusha is, of course, less than Kedushas HaMizbeach, but it includes everything. Whereas Kedushas HaMizbeach, when you're Magdish something for a carbon, even though it's a higher level of Kedusha, but it means only what you put up on the Mizbeach. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Masechtas Me'ila Peri Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Chalev HaMikdashim. It's very tricky over here how you touch the words, because there's chalev, ches lamed veis, and there's chalev. Chalev means fat. Chalev is milk. But over here it means chalev. So when you connect it to the word hamikdashin, so al pi digdag, it's chalev hamikdashin, the milk of a hegdish animal. Let's say a magdish a goat, and there's milk, then has value. Ubei soirin, or the eggs of a tar, a turtle dove that I was magdish. The halach is loy nehenim. You're not supposed to have enough from it. But if you do, v'loy me'alam, there's no mi'ila. B'med v'ar m'murman, do we say this? B'kachim is be'ach. Like the milk of a goat that you were magdish to be makriv on the mizbeach. Or the eggs of a tor that you were magdish for a carb. The eggs in the bayim aren't roy on the mizbeach, so it's not included in the kachi Hashem. Avo b'kachi bedek habayis. For example, higdish tarnagoyles. Let's say he was magdish a chicken. So that means the value of the chicken belongs to Hegdish. So that encompasses the total value of the chicken. Mayal in ba, your mayal in the chicken itself, u bebe yasa, and in its egg. Or for that matter, chamar. If someone's magdish a donkey, mayal in ba, your mayal in the donkey. Donkey obviously is kedushas bedek habayis. There's no donkey carbon. Ubechalav, and in its milk. Because here, being that it's Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, it's for its value. So for its value, the eggs and milk are included. Now let me ask you like this. What if someone says, I am Magdish, this animal, for Kedushas Damim for the Mizbeach? What? Kedushas Damim for the Mizbeach? Make up your mind. It's either for the Mizbeach or it's Kedushas Damim. No. There is such a thing as saying, I'm Magdish this animal because I want Hegdish to sell the animal and use the money to be Makriv Oilis. So it's not that the animal itself is going up on the Mizbeach, but the purpose of the animal is to be used eventually for Karbanis after it's sold, and the money is used for Oilis. What is the halacha? And the answer is, there is Me'ila. It's the same as Kachay Bedek HaBayis, because here I'm Magdish the total value, eventually to be used for a carbon. Total value includes the eggs and the milk. The Gemara even says that you're supposed to read the Mishnah this way. Bamed varmamurmen, do we say that there's no mi'ila kishigdishan kedushas haguf lemezbeach? If let's say I'm magdish the goat or the bird mamish for the mizbeach. That goes up on the mizbeach. That does not include the milk and the eggs. Aval but, this is how the Gemara says you should read the Mishnah. Higdishan kiddush as donim legabi mizbeach. If someone says the value of this oif or the value of this behemoth should be for hegdish to purchase an oiler with it, that's the same nasa it becomes kimi as if he was magdish et stam lebedek habayis. He used the value, and hegdish can use it for anything. Where vadai, we know for sure that b'kiddush as damim, if you magdish something just for its value, there is mi'ila, both by the eggs and the milk, because when you say value, it includes the total value, including the eggs and the milk.